If you can't have a peach, maybe you'd like a banana. One with high-tech packaging, perhaps? That's our Monday focus on technology. Now, you might think that bananas already come with pretty good low-tech packaging, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the new wrapper may help Chiquita boldly go where few bananas have gone before.
In the supermarket, as Freud might say, a banana is just a banana. But put that banana in a convenience store and it becomes a value-added snack food. Which is why this AM-PM mini-mart in San Diego is the latest frontier in Chiquita's effort to expand its global presence. Sandwiched between the icy dispenser and the cinnamon rolls, across the aisle from the corn chips and Hostess donuts, sits an inviting pile of ripe, yellow, individual bananas. Store clerk Shauna Poe rings up steady sales, AM and PM.
All through the day. We get 2 cases, and they'll be gone within a week.
That's good news for Chiquita, which is facing a challenge common to big, mature companies, how to boost stagnant sales when demand appears to have maxed out. Chiquita sold nearly 2.3 billion pounds of bananas in North America last year, nearly all of them in bunches at the grocery store. Spokesman Mike Mitchell says if the company wants to sell even more bananas, it has to break out of the produce aisle.
Our consumer research told us many consumers would buy more bananas if they were available in different locations at different times of day. And consumers have told us they would be willing to pay prices that are comparable to what a candy bar would cost.
Chiquita sells the individual bananas at candy bar prices, 75 to 99 cents. That's 3 to 4 times what a banana costs in the supermarket, and most of the difference is pure profit. But there's a catch. Unlike grocery store shoppers who will happily buy a bunch of green bananas to eat later in the week, convenience store shoppers want something they can eat right now. Ordinarily, yellow bananas only stay yellow for a couple of days before turning brown. The fruit in Shauna Poe's store will keep its color much longer.
They'll be like that for a week from now. As long as we don't stick them in the refrigerator and keep them in a dry climate, they stay ripe. Perfect.
The secret is a polymer membrane on the outside of each 20-pound Chiquita box, which slows the ripening process and keeps the bananas in a suspended state of yellow. Chiquita licenses the technology from the Apio Corporation, which also uses it for fresh vegetables. Greg Bauer of the consulting firm Gen 3 says the packaging works by controlling the flow of oxygen and carbon dioxide.
Think of it as a Gore-Tex fabric for a banana. It allows some things to go in and keeps other things out, and everything stays comfortable that's inside of it.
Consumers never see the packaging, but Chiquita's Mitchell says it guarantees a supply of ripe bananas until the next delivery truck arrives, typically once a week.
This sort of solves the problem of having green bananas Monday and brown bananas Friday.
So far, Chiquita's selling individual bananas in about 8,000 convenience stores around the country, and the company plans to triple that this year. Even then, Mitchell sees plenty of room for additional growth, with more than 200,000 snack food outlets where bananas might be sold. Mitchell says all those new sales should not come at the expense of bananas in the supermarket.
This is really meeting a need for consumers to buy a banana when they might buy something else. It's not replacing that banana that they still have on the kitchen counter.
And every convenience customer who chooses a banana instead of, say, a candy bar or a bag of chips means one more sale on Chiquita's corporate tally. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.